For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike Dottillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be on until 6:30 tonight. You can get your square for the Monday night game, and we'll have it right here on the Big 870 WWL and free on the Odyssey app. Tampa Bay Buccaneers playing the Kansas City Chiefs.
So, Mike, but what are they, 9.5 points?
That's a lot of numbers.
Yeah, Mike, I have obviously the Chiefs winning, but I don't have them covering because, you know, that's a lot of points, 9.5.
But, man, they decimated that receiver.
Yeah, Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay really decimated
that. And you know what? And Baker Mayfield is hanging, though. He's hanging.
Man, he's one tough dude.
But can you look? We always interested in the NFC South. Can they keep pace with Atlanta? I don't know.
We'll find out real quick. And at 6:30 tonight on the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show, right here on the Big 870 and across the Saints Radio Network, Mike Hoss will host the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. We'll have on with us Saints interim head coach Darren Rizzi, and his guest tonight will be running backs coach Derek Foster. Normally we'd do triple option here, but man, we got so many callers. We're gonna take them, and so this segment is going to be brought to you by Thibodeau Regional Health System, innovation for a healthy future. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to David. David, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, David.
Man, I didn't think they have so many people. I done made it across the causeway, the best Chevrolet, picked up my check and made it back on this side of Mandeville. My God, unbelievable.
That's great.
Okay, I got three questions. I'd like to give a shout out to Chris Olave. Hope he's doing good and everything will be okay with him. My second one is, why did the play that hit him was able to stay in the game and not get ejected? And then he turns around and does the same thing to Kamara, and nothing happens. And then, do you think if we would have won the game?
I can tell you right quick. Okay, I can tell you right quick.
Let Bob answer that one.
No, this would happen sometimes.
Okay.
The officials, that don't mean they're not getting fined. You might say, well, no, I want them to get, you know, disciplined during the game. But a lot of times when the officials miss the call, they go back and they look at every hit. And it'll be interesting to see if he gets fined by the NFL.
My thing is, how could you throw Brian Branch out for the Packers when he did the for the Lions, he did the exact same thing.
Yeah,
and he got thrown out.
So you see the inconsistencies there.
Man, too inconsistent.
I agree with you, David. But David, that they still might get punished from a monetary standpoint, but as far as in the game,
Well.
But you know, Derek Carr, you can't throw the ball at that high. Come on,
But as a former quarterback, it's happened with you.
Yeah, but you know what I can remember? I always did this. If you're going to be inaccurate, because you never want to be inaccurate high. You know why? Because the ball gets tipped, it could be intercepted, and the receivers.
You'd rather put it low.
No, you put it low. Either we're going to catch it, or it's going to be.
Oh, nobody catches it.
Yes. That's one thing. If it's a tight window, be low. Don't be high.
Go ahead, David. I think you got one more.
Bob, I got one more question if I can.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Bob, one more. Do you think if we would have won the game, would Dennis Allen still be there?
If we'd have won, yes. Yeah, if we beat Carolina, like at the end, you know, it's 4th-and-4. We need a field goal to win the game. If they kick a field goal and win the game, that don't mean he's here next year. But he would live to fight another day.
But he'd be coaching against the Atlanta Falcons.
And then, depending what happens in the Falcons game and then the Browns, and then you have the bye. I thought, depending on how we finished, but it was so bad against Carolina that it was record-breaking from a negative standpoint, that, no, enough's enough. But let's say we win that game, and though you might say that's somewhat of an ugly win, considering where Carolina's at. And then how do you play against Atlanta and Cleveland?
Because then the bye hits.
Then the bye. That's when a lot of coaches, a lot of times.
That's when you get pink slipped.
Yes, because then you bring in an interim head coach. He has a couple, two or three more days to work with the players, get acclimated. No, I don't think that'll be a problem with Coach Rizzi as far as what he's going to try and do, you know, regular week going into the Atlanta game. But that's what I thought. No, if they'd beat Carolina, Dennis Allen would still be the coach today. That's just what I think.
I agree with you, Bob. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate the call. Let's go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Paul in Metairie. Paul, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Bobby and Mike.
Sir.
What you got, Paul?
I got 2 points. One about the ownership and one about the next coach. Well, I think we're all hoping that we can find a young quarterback for the future over the next year or two. And in that case, I would like to see an offensive-minded coach and not just a great coordinator for him, because if both of them turn out to be great, guess what? This coordinator might be stolen by another team. So.
Like what you have with the Lions right now, and Coach Campbell's not running the offense, he's the head coach.
And think about it, Dan Campbell could lose his offensive and defensive coordinator in the offseason.
Well, that's what comes with success. So, I'd rather have that problem.
I'd rather have that than have nobody after my coaches.
Okay, now y'all saw when Ms. Benson wrote the editorial about how the teams would be sold later, 30 years from now. But what I heard on the the other day, apparently, and I got my own, what I would like to see happen. I would like to see Ms. Benson sell the team to Drew Brees, owner financing.
Brees don't got enough money.
No, he don't have that kind of deal.
Listen, owner financing.
No, he don't have that. You can't owner finance billions, maybe a few hundred million, but not billions. No.
You don't need
to. You got to have.
Own the team outright.
You got to be to where the next owner. It's going to be almost the haves and have not. Some individual you don't even know of that's worth $20-some billion.
It could be a hedge fund guy in New York.
Yeah, not even from around here. Yeah. Now, you want to keep him in the Gulf Coast, South Saints. Now, I think that's one thing that's attractive, because between Atlanta and Houston, there's no NFL team. There's no team in Memphis. They in Nashville. You got Dallas. So you look at that region and the population. So it's truly, even though it's the New Orleans Saints, it's the Gulf Coast, Gulf South Saints. There's no team in Birmingham and all that. So the NFL wants a team in this region. So you might have an owner. That's what's going for us right now. Eventually, who knows? They might build a new damn stadium in the middle of Mississippi, in the middle of nowhere. Because there's a number of stadiums, not necessarily in the proximity, which is so attractive in New Orleans. We don't know. We're all going to be dead 40, 50 years from now. I think the NFL moves on. You got coastal erosion. I don't know what's going to happen. But all I know is in this region, from Houston to Texas, you look from Lake Charles, let's say all the way to Pensacola, Florida. You go to Jackson, Mississippi, Memphis and all that. There's a vacuum. There's a vacuum there. Are there people in Birmingham? They're not Atlanta Falcons fans.
No, they're not.
They would be just as much.
They got more Saints fans there.
They would be just as much as the Saints are Falcons fans. Now, they love either Alabama or Auburn. And then you look at Mobile. Mobile, Alabama, Pensacola, Florida. Okay, that's in Florida and Alabama. That's Saints country. And they want a team here. So that's one thing that's attractive. And the owner, again, he could be from New York, whatever. But then it's all going to be because, listen, the NFL owners is true socialism. Well, whether you come out 1 or 32, you know what they do? They share the wealth, the TV contracts. Do you know if you win a Super Bowl or you come out dead last in the NFL, all those great TV deals they got, it's all distributed. It's all shared the same. So that's why they want to hit all the markets. Eventually, you want to be international. You might want to be in Toronto, Mexico City. Now, you look out, they're expanding the game to Europe. We're playing in Brazil. They're going to have games in Germany coming up.
Yep.
I'm telling you right now, that's why we still have an economic impact, because of the people that live all the way from West Louisiana all the way to Pensacola, Mobile, and parts of Alabama. They want a team there. And listen, it could still be the New Orleans Saints, but then we might have some unbelievable complex in, I don't know, around Picayune, Mississippi or something. Who knows? It could be something like that. And it would
we won't be doing sports talk.
No, I might not be around, but I'm just telling you. You know how it used to be the Boston Patriots? What's their name
nice
now?
New England.
New England Patriots. Hello? like New Hampshire, Vermont. Who in the hell are they going to cheer for in Maine? They cheer for the damn Patriots. So the Boston Patriots became the New England Patriots. That's why the New Orleans Saints in the future could become the Gulf South or the Gulf Coast Saints, but it's still New Orleans' team in this whole region.
Our extended part of Sports Talk was brought to you by Thibodaux Regional Health System, innovation for a healthy future. We'll be back to close up second guest right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Closing it up here on the second guest show, Mike Dettay along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. We'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network, and it'll be the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike also be the host along with the Cannon himself. And start it off, it'll be the Saints interim head coach Darren Rizzi. And at 7 o'clock, his guest will be running backs coach Derek Foster. And then at 7:30 tonight, right here on the Big 870 WWL, Monday Night Football, as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to play the Kansas City Chiefs. Thanks for listening to Second Guest. Man, we had an eventful night of a lot of calls. Appreciate the calls. We'll be back tomorrow with more Sports Talk. Saints Coaches Show. Coming up next, the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.